The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. Well, the big news of the Jerry Bader Show today is after 9 o'clock, we are having our 6th Congressional District debate, but there is a bunch of big stories before we get to that debate at 9:06. And I want to start with the breaking news. The state Supreme Court, as expected, issuing big rulings today. In my opinion, none bigger and really not unexpected. The state Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of Governor Scott Walker's Public Union Reform Act 10. This is considered the last legal word on Act 10. There have been futile effort after futile effort by the same union temper tantrum throwing, well, I won't call names, people who freaked out the minute Act 10 was revealed, fought it for years, forced recalls, sullied the reputation of a Supreme Court justice, trying to get hold of the state Supreme Court so it could prevail in today's ruling, did all of that, spent millions on a recall, created complete chaos in Wisconsin for what? Nothing. Because they felt something they are entitled to was being taken away from them. They threw this state into absolute, I'll say it again, chaos. And in the end, and as I do, and I'll be completely honest here, I am pre-recording this so I can be prepared for the debate. So as I put these words into audio, the ruling just came down, so I don't have the particulars, the rationale, the dissent, the majority opinion, other than to tell you that justice has prevailed at the state Supreme Court. A lot of lessons here. We'll see what happens with Governor Scott Walker in November, but what he has proven to date is if you stay strong, conservatives will have your back. Two, and it really goes with number one, elections matter. Think of where Wisconsin is. Think of on the road to reform we are. That never would have happened had not Scott Walker defeated Tom Barrett. Try to even imagine what Wisconsin would look like under Governor Barrett. Wouldn't be that tough. Just look at Minnesota and Dayton and the way right now they're floating checks, really, to have an artificial stimulation. Wait till that party ends. And elections matter. Look at the state Supreme Court. Look how close we came to Justice Joanne Kloppenburg. And think of what today's ruling would be then. A critical, critical ruling. Obviously, I'm going to have a lot more to say about this on Friday. As I said, as I pre-record this, and this is pre-recorded today, so I can be preparing for the debate between 8:30 and 9, I don't have all the backstory on the rationale of the ruling, so we'll talk more about that then. Tomorrow. Big story number two. Big, but not a surprise. And I forgot to do this yesterday. Today is day 16 of the Big Empty. If you are unaware of what that is, on July 16th, the Green Bay City Council, at a 6-5 vote, rejected a change that would be needed to facilitate a downtown Walmart store, 154,000 square feet. That means the Larson Green property on which it would have sat sits empty. It's a big empty. So we've gone with the big empty day, whatever. Today's day 16, and day 16 comes after what is being played as big news, and I guess it is, even though not surprising. Walmart yesterday made it official. They're done. They're going to take their ball and go home. They're dropping their efforts to build a downtown Green Bay store. They get it. They understand, and they're gone. Jim Schmidt couldn't be happier. Now, they released a full statement yesterday explaining why. I want to read some of this to you. The Green Bay City Council recently voted against Walmart's request to rezone the Larson Green property, which would have allowed us to better serve our downtown customers and bring economic vitality to an area that has been dormant and in need of redevelopment for nearly two decades. We presented the right proposal to address consumers' needs, and regrettably, the council turned it down. Although we remain committed to serving our customers and all those who wanted and needed this downtown store, we will no longer pursue plans for this site. The fact remains that downtown Green Bay residents want more options for affordable groceries and general merchandise closer to home. We want to thank all of those throughout the community who supported our proposed redevelopment plan, including community leaders, local businesses, the construction trades, and the more than 3,500 local residents who signed our petition of support and attended the public meetings to speak in favor of the good jobs and economic growth Walmart would bring to downtown. No love for a certain talk show host that fought for this for months. Oh, well, anyway. For those of you, you idiots out there, who suggested I was getting paid by Walmart, I don't even get a shout out in the statement. Anyway, for more than a year, we have worked closely in an open and transparent manner with community stakeholders to develop a plan for Larson Green that would suit the needs of our customers and business in a way that reflects the city's overall vision for downtown development. Despite the significant revisions we made to ensure our proposal fit the character of the Broadway District based on extensive feedback from the community, some city officials created roadblocks at every turn. All right, some city officials, that is the development, the planning department, which are just the stooges of Jim Schmidt, and Jim Schmidt himself. Let's just be honest. Jim Schmidt killed this. Jim Schmidt's fingerprints are all over the knife and Walmart's back. Yes, he had others do his bidding at times, but this all leads back to him. And then they say this: the level of political and administrative resistance we faced within the city government should be chilling to any business looking to move into or expand in Green Bay. And I want to expand on that. Walmart was offering, as Alderman Guy Zima last night said incredulously, talk about a bird in the hand. Talk about it. Walmart was giving everything and asking nothing. Even some of the main developments that Jim Schmidt blows his own horn about, there's a lot of public money involved. There was no public money involved in this. 300 jobs, millions on the tax base. It did fit the Broadway motif. I don't give a damn what anybody says. And they said no to all of that. Just think about that. Other businesses will. This was an anti-business movement led by a mayor who is now going to be perceived as anti-business by other businesses that would come here. But what's really going on is Jim Schmidt is dictatorial and micromanagement when it comes to downtown development. What Jim doesn't want doesn't happen. And yes, he does have stooges and city departments to make sure that he gets his way. That's what happened here. Now, Jim is claiming that there's a savior, that there's local talent, that would mean a local business, I assume, that it sent a 20-page proposal on Tuesday for development of that property, and he's really excited about it, and it's going to be a great fit. Now, I'm going to be honest. I think he's full of crap. I think this is Jim pretending there's something out there, just as he's done in the past. But I may be proven wrong on that, and if I am, it should come in the coming days, according to Jim. If, in fact, there's a development, which I am dubious of, but there may be, when it's proposed, here's what I believe. It's going to come with a lot of public money attached. It's not going to create 300 jobs. It's not going to meet the general merchandise and food needs that are needed down there. Walmart didn't lose. The residents, and Walmart's exactly right about this in their statement, the residents who needed those services lost. The area lost because, contrary to the dunderheaded statements of the little shop owners down there, Walmart's create peripheral business. This is unthinkable, the opportunity from which the city walked away. And now Jim Schmidt's going to pull a pig out of his hat and pretend it's a rabbit. And it's going to be an expensive pig. It's going to come at tremendous cost to the city. Understand, what's going to happen now is that property is going to likely revert the property owner on Broadway is likely going to lose control of the site to the city very soon under a loan agreement because without a tenant, it can't come up with the $3 million. I have said I believed all along this was the plan. Jim Schmidt, and I wish there were downtown businesses that would go on the record. They tell me this privately. He picks and chooses everything. Nothing happens if Jim doesn't like it. Jim decides what's a good idea for downtown Green Bay. He didn't think Walmart was a good idea for downtown Green Bay. When this story broke, do you remember? He had city staff send them a letter saying, no, we're not interested. Don't pursue that store. What the hell? And then appoints himself to a board to try to kill this thing. And he doesn't think he's going to be perceived as anti-business? Really? Really? He's wanted to get his hands back on that property because Jim Schmidt micromanages downtown development. He said it publicly. He was giddy at the prospect of taxpayers being on the hook for $3 million. He loved that idea. Whatever happens, it's not going to be the return on investment. And understand, there really was no investment by the city for Walmart. I will predict right now, if there is a development in the offing, it's going to be very expensive to the public with very little return on investment. So it is the big empty day 16. All right, next, there is a major, and I know this is a bigger deal to folks like me in the media than to the average person. It's a major media story in Wisconsin yesterday. It involves a Green Bay TV station. Journal Communications, which owns, of course, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and a number of TV and radio stations around the country, including NBC 26 here in Green Bay, in a very unusual fashion, has merged with another media company. Here's what's unusual about it. Journal Communications and EW Scripps of Cincinnati announced they're merging. But there's a lot more to it than that. They're merging their broadcast operations while spinning off their newspapers into a separate company. So they're merging yet creating two separate companies, one that handles newspapers, one that handles radio and television. Under the deal, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, from which I read, will serve as the flagship of a new public company, Journal Media Group, which will be headquartered in Milwaukee. Meanwhile, Journal Communications broadcast assets, including the radio and TV stations in Wisconsin, will be folded into Scripps with the headquarters in Cincinnati. The EW Scripps company name will be retained, and the firm will remain controlled by the Scripps family. So the newspaper operations remain public. The broadcast operations get folded in to the Scripps family. Here's what I believe. And again, this is just what I believe. I believe the print properties in Journal Communications was bleeding the company to death. That's what I believe. And that the broadcast was holding its own. I think this makes sense and is probably a good thing for the properties involved, particularly the broadcast properties. What does it mean for NBC 26 and the media landscape in Wisconsin? Probably too early to say. And I only have about a minute for this, but it is a big story. Yesterday, Ted Thompson signed a long-term extension with the Green Bay Packers. This is a big deal. There have been two men who have been largely responsible for the success of the Packers over the last, going on a quarter century now. First, Ron Wolf, and then Ted Thompson. Now, you would also say first, Bob Harlan, and then Mark Murphy. Why? Because those guys at the top know how important it was to keep guys like Wolf and now Thompson. You saw what happened to the Packers after Wolf left. Thompson had been horribly underrated as a talent picker. People, including one particular idiot on the radio, who I won't name, who thought he should have been fired during the Brett Favre episode, didn't understand what an incredible judge of talent he is. Has he made mistakes? Yes, everybody does. I think this year's draft could go down as one of the best ever, and I think the Packers are in championship position. Thompson isn't retiring. He isn't going to another team. And that probably means McCarthy staying right here as well. Big and good news for the Packers. All right, our debate coming up. Don't go anywhere at 9:06.
Check out the Bader blog online at WTAQ.com. Brought to you by...